Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. A house fire in the St. Clair Township early Tuesday morning claimed the life of a 47-year-old woman, according to local authorities. Deputies were called to the home on the 4300 block of Yankee Road around 2:30 a.m. after reports that people were still inside the burning residence. When deputies arrived, they found a 73-year-old woman and a 16-year-old girl safely outside on the front porch. Another woman remained trapped inside the home. Deputies attempted to enter, but were forced back by heavy smoke and flames. Firefighters at the St. Clair Area Fire Authority later rescued the trapped woman through a second-story window. The victim, identified as Laura Bramlett, was taken to McLaren Macomb Hospital by Tri-Hospital EMS, where she later died from her injuries. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause of the fire. And Jesse Ray Ahrens of Harbor Beach was rearraigned on assault charges and a charge of assault on a police officer during a recent court session. During the proceeding, Ahrens agreed to plead no contest to the assault charge in exchange for the prosecutor dropping the charge of assault on a police officer, which the plea deal was reached and accepted. Aaron's bond will remain as previously set. He is scheduled to return to court for sentencing on March 16, 2026 at 9 a.m. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at more local news, John Rice, the defendant, charged with operating while intoxicated, third offense, chose to waive his preliminary examination. The court confirmed Mr. Rice's waiver was knowing and voluntary, made after discussing with his attorney and without threats or promises following an explanation of the preliminary examination's purpose. The prosecution offered to dismiss the misdemeanor count if Mr. Rice pleads guilty to OWI third without habitual offender action, and would not object to sentencing to the Thumb Regional Sobriety Court if eligible. The existing bond will continue. The case is bound over to Circuit Court for arraignment on Monday, March 2nd at 9 a.m.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.
Pattern will support well below normal temperatures through the next several days and beyond. The cold weather advisory is in effect. High pressure continues to build to our west, but a trough of low pressure will lead to another round of snow showers or flurries tomorrow. Brighter skies expected Saturday. Cold weather advisory, clouds, upper teens this afternoon, westerly winds at 10 to 20, chance of snow 20%, dry conditions poor, 60% humidity, 10% of the possible sunshine. Mostly cloudy, 0 to 4 below tonight, west to northwest winds at 10 to 20, chance of precipitation 20%, dry conditions poor, 70% humidity. Snow showers or flurries frigid, 2 to 6 above tomorrow. West to northwest winds at 10 to 20. Chance of precipitation 40%, just a trace. Drying conditions poor, 60% humidity, no sunshine expected. Lots of clouds, 2 to 6 below tomorrow night. And partly sunny Saturday, 5 to 9 above. Light west to southwest winds, chance of precipitation 20%. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Merlin.